we're at the end of our, we've got the last speaker coming up, and you might know who he is. You might not. He's got just a little tiny YouTube channel. It's not that big of a deal. Make Your Influence Count is the name of it. He's over there chuckling because it's maybe a little bit bigger than tiny. Jared Yanis, you know him if you follow YouTube and follow Jared. It's Guns and Gadgets. Jared, welcome up, brother. Take us to the closing remarks.
All right, y'all, I just pounded a Red Bull, and I can smell colors right now. So bear with me. One of the good things about going last is you're last, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. One of the bad parts about going last is everybody who got up here said something I was going to say. So I'm not going to drill down further into that. We're going to pivot on the fly here. Let's start out first by thanking Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for doing this for us. This is my first one. This is my first GRPC, first of many, hopefully. So let's give them a round of applause and let them know we care. That's also helping the adrenaline stop pumping through my veins there. So we've heard a lot of folks here on this podium who are the people who are in the courtrooms fighting to keep our right to keep and bear arms, right? Those who are financing those lawsuits, and for their hard work, for helping keep what we have, let's give them a round of applause because they don't get enough thanks. Now, while we are winning, as you heard countless testimonies of today, there are still a lot of people out there that say we're not winning fast enough. And, you know, what can we do for those people who feel disenfranchised? Well, that's where you all come in. Everybody in this room has influence. You might not be an influencer. You might not be an attorney. You might not be anyone you feel is special. But rest assured, my friends, you hold a ton of influence in your own little spheres. All you have to do will take on a role of an advocate or an educator or defender of the Constitution is just to get involved. And absolutely, you have the ability to help keep our most sacred right, the fundamental right to keep and bear arms. You might not believe it, but this won't be possible without you and your input. So how do you become an advocate? It's pretty easy. Just start having conversations. Start spreading the word. Talk to your kids, your neighbors, your family. Have those tough conversations. I wasn't born to have a YouTube channel making fun of government. It didn't just happen. I had to work at it. I was uncomfortable doing it. I'm still uncomfortable speaking before a crowd, but I just keep working at it. And that's something you can do as well. All you have to do is just take that first step. And it's pretty easy after that because you're just falling downhill. And if you don't keep running, you're going to fall on your face anyway. How can you help educate folks? Well, you can do it a few different ways. The easiest way you hear is like take family and friends to the range. Give them that satisfaction of seeing just how fun it is to be a gun owner, you know, to pull that trigger and line up those sights and actually hear steel go, you know, ting or a can fall or make a smiley face in a target. It's fun. And when people get that bug, that's how we learn. Like, nobody in this room was born with an M16 in their hand. We all had to go through that experience. And it's fun, right? We wouldn't be here if we didn't think it was. Have those tough conversations, like I said, because those tough conversations are the conversations that save liberty. If our forefathers didn't have those tough conversations around 1774, 1775, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. It's one of the reasons that during COVID, what did the government do as fast as they could? They shut down taverns and bars. Why? Because we were going to have those tough conversations to save liberty. And they were able to perpetrate whatever they wanted during that time because we were stuck at home. What can you do to help defend our right to keep and bear arms? And how do we defend it? Well, our forefathers died to give us a four-letter word. VOTE. And the left has worked for 50 plus years to try to make you think that your VOTE doesn't matter. And there are people all across this country who think, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go vote. It's not going to matter. I have no say. And that's what we have to have another tough conversation. Now, because I can smell colors, I even brought my own track here for what I'm going to show you. If you don't start having those tough conversations with the people that you love, you need to get used to hearing this.
Hello.
I want to talk to you. Okay.
That's what's coming for America if we don't get involved. I can't even shut her up. Shut up, lady. Can't stand her. Have those tough conversations, otherwise her ilk win again and again and again. And like we heard so many times today, this election, guys and gals, might be the last one for America as we know it. So get out, get involved, have tough conversations, and vote. Otherwise, I got to play her again, and nobody wants that to happen. There is some interesting things happening during this election as well. We all talk about the presidency, but there are other things that matter maybe a little more than the presidency, because we heard an executive can only do so much. It's like you hear Biden and his friends say that, you know, even though they've been in power for like 20 out of the last 24 years, the guy who was there for 4 years is the problem. Joe Biden's been in power for over 50 years, but the guy who was there for 4 years is the problem, not these dinosaurs who just don't leave. So some of the things we have to do this year is we have to maintain the House of Representatives. We have a very slim lead that can be evaporated like that if we don't get out and vote. There's a thing called voting down ballot, and this is where everybody comes in, no matter who, you know, how disenfranchised you feel, vote down ballot. It's huge. I have a personal friend of mine. You might have heard his name before. His name is Brandon Herrera. He's a huge YouTuber, huge influencer, and Brandon put his money where his mouth was and ran for Congress in Texas 23 this year. And fortunately for Brandon, he made it to a runoff, which nobody thought would ever happen because he was up against the machine, up against an incumbent who outspent him, I think it was 5 million to one. He got crushed in the earnings, and he pushed it to a runoff. And everybody, we all did the calculations. If the same amount of people come out and vote in the primary for the runoff, Brandon's got it. Because there were certain percentages that voted for other people who didn't make the runoff, and if they just didn't vote for Gonzalez, you'd have the AK-50 in the Capitol. Well, what happened? On the runoff, they had some rough weather around Texas, and a shred of a percentage showed up to vote. Brandon lost by 407 votes. That's less than one human body for every precinct in that district, because people just didn't feel the need to go out and vote. That's just one single office. We lose many every year for the same thing. So we have to maintain the House. Something that's even more important is we have to flip the Senate. Now, we have a situation this year that we will not have before us again until 2030, and that's to be able to flip blue state senators to red state senators. There are 11, I hope I have this right, there are 11 states, red state senators that we are defending. The blue side, 23. We're down by two, right? We have to flip two. There are two easy ones to flip, but then there's a problem. So we should be able to flip West Virginia because Joe Manchin is retiring, and he's already said he's not going to back the gaggling geese because she wants to get rid of the filibuster, which is huge. We also should be winning Montana with Tim Sheehy. He was up 5.6%, so as long as that carries through, we'll be good. However, Ted Cruz's seat is in trouble, y'all, in Texas. Texas! Blue is on the rise in Texas, which is why we need to get out and vote. Okay? Does everybody know what the filibuster actually is? Okay? The filibuster is at risk. If Kamala Harris and her cronies win, Chuck Schumer said he's going to get rid of it, and so has Kamala Harris. She said they want to get rid of it for the abortion. But once it's gone, it's gone. And they will force through everything. They'll pack the Supreme Court. They'll pass semi-automatic rifle bans, magazine limits, because all they need is that 51st vote. And in the event of a tie, the vice president will cast that tiebreaker. It's extremely dangerous times we're on right now, and nobody you talk to in the younger generation even understands that. And that's something that we have to have those tough conversations. All right, so we need to flip to and maintain what we have at a minimum. Another big reason you need to vote is you've heard that the two best justices we have right now on the Second Amendment side, they want to retire and go play. Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, they're done. They're holding out for this election. They don't want to hang around anymore. They're getting to be older gentlemen. If we don't win this election, we're not going to have the makeup we have in the United States Supreme Court right now. So you can kiss all the stuff we've been gaining ground on. You can kiss it goodbye because they're going to pack the court. They're going to ram stuff through. And if they get rid of the filibuster, America is screwed. You want suppressors? Get out and vote. Okay. You want to destroy handgun rosters? You got to get out and vote. These are some of the things you need to tell your youngins when they say, why can't I have a Gen 5 Glock in California? It doesn't make sense. Did you vote, dingbat? There you go. Let's start there. There are 10 million unregistered gun owners. There are 10 million gun owners and hunters who are unregistered to vote. Never have registered, ever. If you got a pen in your hand, write down VOTE, V-O-T-E, the number 4, America.org. VoteForAmerica.org. They'll get you registered to vote. You still have time in every state. You have probably another week or two, depending on the state you're in. And then once you get people registered, get them to the polls. Challenge everybody you know, and we all know people who didn't vote before or didn't vote last year or voted for a box of rocks because they don't like Trump's Twitter. Get them out. Grab them, put them in your car. Don't tell them where you're going and show up at the polls. That's kind of kidnapping, but, you know. I got 4 minutes. I'm going to rip through these numbers because some of these people heard it yesterday at AmCon, but the rest of you need to know these numbers. Once you hear your state, if you're from it, make some noise. Alaska, anybody travel from Alaska? Probably not. 16,815 gun owners and hunters are not even registered in Alaska. Alabama in the house? There we go. Yay! 215,126 of your friends and family that own guns or hunt are not registered to vote. Arizona, you here? Yeah. Well, you might not cheer after this one. 209,817. Arizona, I know you're here. 133,094. Anybody from California here? 511,345 gun owners that don't vote to stop the infringement on the Second Amendment. Think about that, 500,000 plus. Colorado, you here? It's too cold. 147,754. Connecticut, I know you're here. 66,483 people need to get on the train. Anybody from D.C.? 5,794. Delaware, anybody from Biden State? You wouldn't speak up if you were. 26,871. Florida, I know you're here. 659,718 people in the gunshine state can't see that much interest in keeping the Constitution. Georgia, I know you're here. 350,897 in a huge swing state. Hawaii, anybody come over from the islands? 13,190. Iowa. Yeah. All right. 136,747. Idaho.
Yeah.
I love it. You had a Red Bull too. 101,421. Illinois. Ugh. 305,507. Indiana. 251,031. Kansas, I know you're here. 102,551 of our brethren got to get with the program. Kentucky, if you're not underwater, 214,999. Louisiana, my old home, 170,739. Massachusetts, yeah. Freedom was born there and it died, but 113,324. That doesn't sound like a lot compared to others, but Massachusetts is about as big as this remote control. So, Maryland, 125,898. Maine, you can't get there from here. 60,617. Michigan, 370,619. Minnesota. 261,559. Missouri, I will show you. 281,102. Mississippi, 172,776. Montana, 52,233. North Carolina, they got destroyed, y'all, with the storm. So pray for Florida, North Carolina, and Tennessee, because people are struggling hard. 370,470. North Dakota, 48,219. Nebraska, 82,121. New Hampshire, 56,586. Jersey, 166,563. New Mexico, 51,641. Nevada, Nobody? One, there we go. 59,173. New York, 326,895. Ohio, yeah, this is a big one. Oh, you should be saying, oh boy. 625,676 people who own guns or use them to take food but don't want to fight the government to keep it. Oklahoma, 151,351. Oregon, 137,949. Pennsylvania, nobody from the Keystone, 515,277. Rhode Island, 16,289. South Carolina, 229,423. South Dakota, 43,493. Tennessee, 311,090. I mean, everybody carries a gun in Tennessee. Everybody. Texas. Anybody here from Texas? All right. Now, the biggest infringer of all is Texas. 663,985 gun owners aren't involved. Utah, 121,383. Virginia, 277,390. Vermont, 28,622. Washington State, 153,706. Wisconsin, 338,894. West Virginia, 95,676. And Wyoming, 38,508. For a total, if you were running your fingers, 9,988,407 Americans who utilize firearms but don't care enough to vote to keep them. We all know these people. You might not know it, but that's why tough conversations save liberty. All right? I'm out of time. Get on your folks. Time is running out for the Republic, y'all. And it's on us to be advocates. It's on us to educate. And it's on us to defend it. Otherwise, our kids are going to hate us a little more when they get a little older. I appreciate y'all. Thank you to Second Amendment Foundation. Thank you to everybody involved. Appreciate you.